Hey, indeed. Welcome into the guest room. We're happy you're here. I'm your host, Mike. That's Kevin over there.
True.
That's Andy.
It's Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday.
Actually, it's not Taco Tuesday because someone forgot to order.
Not yet, anyway.
It's World Taco. Oh, speaking of which.
Taquitos also. Wait, let's. Are we not going to introduce everyone?
Well, yeah. I was. I was going to say, speaking of which, somebody forgot to order.
Oh,
KD.
Hey. Yeah. Good segue. I should trust you more.
I'm a professional. KD, what do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, that was. That was me. That was my bad. So we're slightly more hungry than we would otherwise be.
Are we going to call that a KD from now on?
Oh, it's a KD.
Wait, is that just not ordering food or is that just messing something up in general?
Yes.
Two-factor authentication is hard, apparently.
Yep.
This is the guest room. This is a show where we like to play games, sometimes two-on-two, sometimes one-on-three, usually dealing with trivia, but at least something that makes us laugh and hopefully you as well. Today, we've got a 20 questions.
That doesn't make me laugh.
Maybe it will further on.
I think you guys will enjoy this one.
Mm-hmm. This is prepared by Andy and his partner, KD, which leaves myself and my brother, Kevin, as the guessers today.
I think you'll enjoy this. The question, if you're ready for it.
Go for it.
There are three players that are currently in the National Football Hall of Fame that played their first game after Tom Brady's first career start.
Whoa.
Name them.
Dak Gray.
Well, okay. Are you going to whiteboard things for us?
I will whiteboard things.
Thank you. So, first thought is you're not getting into the Hall of Fame
if you're not good.
Usually.
Astute observation.
If you play in the NFL for a very short period of time.
Agreed.
And so, however, like a running back's full career could come and go in 8 years and they'd be one of the best running backs of all time type of thing.
True.
So Tom Brady, although 2001?
He is what, 42 or 43 maybe?
Yeah, I don't know that as much as I know 2000 or 2001.
Yeah, it's one of those, I believe.
I think it was the Super Bowl in 2001, so it was probably 2000 was his first season.
Okay. I believe you.
When was Pat Tillman, like 1996 or was he like 2002?
If just 1 year? I mean, when he started?
Pat Tillman, I mean, he died at like age of 26 or 28 or something like that. But I'm pretty sure he's in the Hall of Fame and is an interesting guess for this.
I was thinking, look, there's also a period of time that has to pass before you can get inducted into the Hall of Fame, correct?
In the NFL, I think the answer is yes, but I don't know what the period of time is. I mean, I think in the NBA, it's like 5 years. Maybe also MLB. Maybe it's just a five-year rule for all sports. I don't know.
When did the first person that popped into my head, when did Ray Lewis start his career?
I don't know, but he's a good guess. I was thinking people like Sean Alexander.
Ugh.
Also, we're talking to Andy here, who's a Northwest guy.
That's true.
What about other really good like 2000-aughts running backs?
Good reference. I like the aughts.
Thank you.
Adrian Peterson, but he's still playing.
That's true.
Jamal Charles. I don't think he played long enough.
No, I would have to be before Jamal Charles probably. Because I think he only retired like 3 years ago. I don't know if he's had an opportunity to get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't think he played long enough to played well enough long enough to be there. Too many injuries.
Carson Palmer's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
I
don't think so.
Kurt Warner is, but
I think he started in like 96 or something like that. What about like a barber?
Yeah.
Marion, Tiki, Peyton, Rondé.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think because this player probably would have played in my most played version of Madden, 06.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think of the running backs that were good. Like Brian Westbrook.
Reggie Bush.
LaDainian Tomlinson, is he in the Hall of Fame?
I bet he started in the 90s, but he's a good guess. I wonder if there's like linemen.
Oh, man. I mean, they thought it would go quick. I don't think they would think that.
Well, maybe they think that because one of the linemen is on Arizona Sports all the time. Max Starks.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
He might be.
I think he's just a two-time Super Bowl champion, but I don't think he was actually in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, I think he's pretty good. What about receivers?
When did Randy Moss start?
I think in the 90s, but we can put him on the list. Yeah, who was like old Like, what about Calvin Johnson?
Oh, man. Or Andre Johnson?
We can put him on there. I doubt he's in the Hall of Fame.
He was hot stuff for a while.
What about David Carr? Took tons of sacks. We'll put him in the Hall of Fame.
Is there a tight end? Like, man, all the ones I can think of are either still playing or...
Tight ends seem to play forever.
Yeah. Did Tony Gonzalez start playing football?
Oh, probably in the 90s, but we can put him on the list. Okay. I think that maybe we should ask a question. One of our first questions should be about offense versus defense.
Okay. Yeah. And also probably position at some point.
Right. So maybe our first question asks about offensive skill players.
Okay. Yeah. Since that's what we have most of anyway.
Right. So we ask, are at least two offensive skill players?
Yeah.
Okay. First question, are at least two of these people offensive skill players?
No.
Oh boy. So that means the at least two of them are linemen or defensive. It's not.
Yeah, that's
that doesn't bode well for my knowledge.
I know a lot of defense. Like
I enjoyed it when you guys were just rambling on all these offensive players, and it's like, yeah, there's only going to be one.
Okay, so, there's going to be one.
Oh, yeah, I guess that gives.
All right, cool. There's going.
Good job.
Two are on defense. One is on offense. We're told. I love being told things.
It's a free one.
So. What do we have? Who do we have?
I can tell you unrelated things.
Why don't you mark all the offensive players, and we'll just guess that list of people.
Write down all of the offensive players.
Sean Alexander, LaDainian Tomlinson, Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, and Tony Gonzalez.
Okay, of those six, is it one of those six?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's just move on, knowing that it will take us three questions to get who that is at most.
Okay. As far as defensive...
Who do we have so far?
We've got Lewis and Tillman. What about...
And Tiki and Rondé Barber.
Tiki was a running back. Rondé.
You're right, Rondé.
Corner. Is that with an H?
There's some letters.
Okay. What about like Urlacher? When did he start?
Probably the 90s, but you can add him.
I have a picture with him in my old golf shop.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wait, the picture is in your old golf shop?
No, it's on my phone.
The picture was taken at your old
the golf shop's on your phone?
Yes.
Mike, did you have a job back then? Are you sure?
Man, I'm trying to think of like retirement speeches in the last 5 years. The problem is I don't really watch the retirement ceremony.
We haven't named any quarterbacks.
They're skill players.
Oh, right, yeah.
Also, they're offense. We know that only one is on offense.
Yeah, you're right. We don't need...
Still true, you haven't named any quarterbacks.
There are no
quarterbacks. And you did David Carr.
Yeah, we didn't write that.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't write any.
All right. Let's think positionally. Best defensive ends. Oh, what about like Jared Allen?
Okay.
And Julius Peppers. Julius Peppers probably started before Jared Allen, but those are both good options. What about Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney?
Oh, yeah, the Giants guys?
Nope. What? Nope, not that.
They're Colts guys.
There were a bunch of Giants defensive ends that were great.
We'll talk about them, but we were talking about Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney just now.
And they're Colts, right?
Yes. They're the reason. They're not the reason. They're a reason that Peyton Manning is so awesome. Because they kept giving the ball back to him.
Justin Tuck? Who did he play for?
The Giants.
The Giants.
But
I'm pretty sure Dwight Freeney also played for the Giants.
I don't think he was good.
Ever?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not when he was good. I'm going to say that. Put like Jason Taylor. We should if we know that two are on defense, we should determine how many are secondary players.
Okay.
Is at least one of these players a corner or safety?
Yes.
Is at least one of these players that's not on offense, not a corner or safety?
No.
Okay, so we were wasting our time on the defensive line. They're both.
That's crazy.
In the secondary. We've used four questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, who do we have in the secondary?
We've got...
Rondé Barber. What about Ed Reed? What about Darrell Revis?
It's possible. Who was the guy opposite him that was also good?
Antonio Cromartie? He's not in the Hall of Fame.
It was Antonio Cromartie?
Yeah.
Oh. Who's the guy that I always associate with Antonio Cromartie?
Dominic Rogers Cromartie?
Oh, yep.
DRC?
Ah, yes. Democratic Republic of Cromartie?
Yes.
Yes.
Episode name.
Trying to think of big-time safeties or corners. from 12 to 15 years ago.
Mike, are you just looking this up on your phone?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
No, I'm confirming that I'm incorrect. He never played for the Giants.
I told you that.
We did tell you that.
Yeah, you've told me lots of things that aren't true, so I had to confirm.
All right, Mike.
Myself.
Good safeties and corners in Madden 06. Go.
You think I ever wasted my time?
On defense?
On defense.
Did you ever do fantasy drafts?
Of
not by myself.
Of defenses, though?
I mean...
Oh, you mean Finland all team.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
fantasy
yeah,
football.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Who do we have?
We've got Rondé, Ed Reed, and Revis.
Is at least one of the people one of those three?
Yes.
I bet it's Ed Reed.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay, let's... Have we named all three people?
No.
Okay, that's helpful.
All right, so I think we should narrow down the two that we have and then go for the gusto.
Okay. Your gut is Ed Reed. My gut is Ed Reed for defense.
Yeah.
On offense, what's your gut?
Who are our options?
Running backs, Sean Alexander and LaDainian Tomlinson. Who do you think is more likely of those two?
Tomlinson.
Okay. Receivers, Moss, Calvin, and Andre.
Calvin. In terms of starting their career and ending their career in the right place.
Right. I still might give the edge to Moss, but I'm not sure. And then Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah. Is one of them Tony Gonzalez, Calvin Johnson, or who is the LaDainian Tomlinson?
Yes.
Is one of them Tony Gonzalez?
No.
I wonder if LaDainian Tomlinson started too early.
Making it Calvin.
Is one of them Ed Reed?
Yes.
Is one of them Calvin Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Calvin Johnson, Ed Reed. How many questions have we used, Mike?
10.
All right.
10.
So we have 10 questions to get another secondary player.
Yeah.
Who was a secondary player? They think this will be easy. This will be short.
Easy.
I'd say getting two in the first 10 was pretty short.
Yeah. And
you flew through that.
And also short time-wise, I think, is
yeah,
what we meant.
I mean, these next 10 questions could take us a year.
No.
They shouldn't.
When you name the when the player crosses your mind, you will know.
Yes.
I doubt it.
No.
No.
All right. Well, let's go division by division. So let's start in the NFC West. Can you think... Okay, so let's name like decent-ish, at least decent-ish secondary players that we can remember from each team. Aeneas Williams?
Wait. What about Woodson? Charles Woodson?
I mean, if he started his career after Tom Brady, then that's an easy one. But I don't know if that's the case.
He would elicit that reaction from them, like, you'll know.
Is it Charles Woodson?
No.
Okay, can we do the thing that I was suggesting?
Mike just hijacked it and ran with it.
Okay, so secondary players I can remember from the Cardinals that were good include Aeneas Williams, who I believe is probably not... I think he started before Tom Brady started.
I have no knowledge of Aeneas Williams.
Write down Aeneas Williams.
How do I spell that?
There's some A's and some E's. It's like A-E-N-E-A-S or something.
I've written Aeneas Williams.
Okay.
Also a category or episode name.
What, just Aeneas Williams or I've written Aeneas Williams.
Can you think of any other good Cardinals secondary players?
That are retired and in the Hall of Fame?
Or even potentially retired in the Hall of Fame. I cannot. Okay, Rams. No.
There's no chance that this is going to jog my memory.
49ers. Well, if they think the player is like that obvious, then it should be one of the first people we think of when we think of that team.
Do you think that when they get to the team, Andy,
that they will think of the player?
I mean, at this point, I'm not hopeful. Like, they should. That's the thing.
Yeah, but once the player crosses their mind, they will know that they have it.
Correct.
So Rams, no. 49ers?
I don't know. I'm telling you, the only thing that's going to jog my memory is if I come up with a memory of my good childhood friend playing Madden while I'm like sitting in his bonus room and I overhear the name and he's like talking about how he got 7 picks with that guy in one game.
Okay. Seahawks. I mean, there was the Legion of Boom. So Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman. There's no way Richard Sherman's already in the Hall of Fame.
And then the other one that I had never heard of.
I've heard of him, but I can't remember his name.
But you have heard of him.
Nice. Okay, I don't think he comes from the NFC West. AFC West. Broncos. John Lynch.
Oh, there were some good Broncos defensive players in the past couple.
Tell me who they were.
You'd like me to, wouldn't you?
Write down John Lynch.
Okay. Isn't he an owner?
He's now a GM of the 49ers. Oh, Champ Bailey.
That's who I was thinking of.
Is it Champ Bailey?
No.
That was another one of those like, ooh, yeah, players.
Yeah, that's the Bronco I was thinking of.
All right. We have 8 questions left. Okay, so not the Broncos. Raiders.
Have they had good players in the last 20 years?
Not Sebastian really. Janikowski's good.
Oh, yeah, he is good.
Was good.
Who was their punter? They had a good punter,
Long.
Too.
Colquitt? No.
I thought his last name was Long.
No.
Oh, Shane Leckler.
Yes.
It's not Shane Leckler.
I didn't guess Shane Leckler. Okay, I can't think of anybody on the Raiders. Who else is in that division?
Chargers.
Is there a boom defensive Charger player that you think of besides maybe a dead one?
Can you name the dead one, Mike?
No. He wasn't a secondary player anyway. Yeah. Junior Seau.
Who was that? I was thinking of Sean Marion. Sean Merriman.
Sean Merriman. Yeah.
Did he not play for the Patriots at some point?
Who?
Junior Seau?
I think he did, actually.
He did,
maybe near the end. Okay, and Chiefs.
This is fun trying to figure out what people that they're going to say.
I'm not going to say anyone for the Chiefs. So if you were thinking that there would be like a red flashing light that would lead me to a Chiefs player, you're wrong.
No, there's not.
Okay.
There is. I mean, when you say Eric Berry.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, they should have said Eric Berry.
Yeah, they should have. But
it's not Eric Berry.
It's not Eric Berry.
I don't have a lot of knowledge of Eric Berry.
But that's not a player that I'd be like, that's Berry's it.
Brother. All right, let's go to NFC, NFC
but
North.
He's like quintessentially
so we already
Chiefs
said Charles Woodson.
Back.
I don't think there's going to be another Packer that's more Charles Woodson-y than Charles Woodson. The Vikings, the Lions.
Who's that dude that had, it's not the Lions, but who's that guy that had the feud with that other guy? Dez Bryant? Did he have a feud with
Dez Bryant?
What
are you talking about?
Norman? Josh Norman? Is that a secondary guy?
Maybe.
Josh Norman he's a current player.
He's like 29.
He's still playing?
Josh Norman is currently playing.
Bears.
Yes.
Bears are always a good defensive team.
How can you have a feud with Dez Bryant and still be currently playing?
I mean, Dez Bryant last year? Dez Bryant played?
2 years ago.
Dez Bryant had a career-ending injury like 4 years ago.
But he's tried to come back multiple times.
Nothing's sticking out to me from the NFC North.
There's not a Bear?
Brian Urlacher used to play safety in college.
There's no way they... No, because you clarified. You said, is there anyone that didn't play secondary?
And I also said, have we said this person yet? Let's move on to the AFC North. Oh. What if I say the words head and shoulders to you?
Oh, yeah. That's good. Although I would have thought that he started before.
Is one of them Brady. Troy Polamalu?
Yes.
Yes. Well done. Well done.
All it took was a division.
They didn't have to get the team.
Yeah. It's one of those ones that cross your mind. You're like, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Although, I mean, when did Charles Woodson play and when did Champ Bailey play? Because
I think they both started before Brady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woodson was definitely...
Champ Bailey, really?
I'm not sure about Bailey, but Woodson won the Heisman in like 97, I think.
And you were saying Tillman. Tillman was in the ASU game, which beat Nebraska when they were back-to-back repeating champs, which was 96.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
So he was early, too.
I said 96.
Anyway, great job, though.
You guys were right. That did go quicker than most do.
I messaged Kevin right at the start of that, and I'm like, they really need to narrow down like offensive, defensive players. Because you just started off with a list, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this could go down a rabbit hole. But you kind of
pulled back together. I mean, it's interesting to me that they are two secondary players. Like, I would have expected more of the names that we said.
Mm-hmm. Like the offensive
but
players?
Maybe they didn't fit within the bound. Like, is LT not in the Hall of Fame, or did he start before Tom Brady?
I believe he started before Brady, and then Sean Alexander is not in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's hard to find that middle ground, but
what about
it's
Randy
possible.
Moss? Was he pre-Tom?
Pre, yeah. I just think it's possible to have an awesome 9-year career on defense, and it's less possible to do that on offense unless you're very special, a la any Lions player.
But it's crazy to think like Ed Reed, who started after Tom Brady, and he was always known as the old man in the NFL, and yet Tom Brady's still playing.
Because that Ed Reed, I don't know, played like an old man. It's like he played strong safety, right? Yeah. And he's not particularly fast. He doesn't get a lot of picks. He's a sure tackler and never messes up.
I think Ed Reed's mantra was, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I see Ed Reed as a player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which...
Or actually get on my lawn. Yeah. More like it.
Yeah. It really fits that Ravens team, the one that somehow won a Super Bowl. Wait, was he on the Super Bowl team that Trent Dofer won?
I think so.
Because I was like, no, he wasn't.
I'm surprised I thought of Ed Reed before I thought of Troy Polamalu.
Right.
But I think it's because I hate the Steelers so much.
I know. I was surprised he's just one of those, got to Polamalu so quickly after.
Quintessential safety.
Well, it's because once we finally got to the AFC North, it was like, oh, there's something I hate in the AFC North.
Yeah.
And it's represented by, like, these dreadlocks.
I mean, I started going
through... That's not even dreads. That's just curly hair.
Whatever.
I started going through terrible Bengals cornerbacks, and I was like, how did you already think of someone?
Bengals have had some pretty decent quarterbacks. Like, when they had Leon Hall and Jonathan Joseph as their two... Like, that was a good duo.
I'm surprised.
And who was the guy that kept getting suspended who was actually decent?
Pac-Man Jones.
What? I never wanted us to trade for him or get him off the waiver wire or whatever, and... It was hard to root for the Bengals,
but
he was playing for them.
He was the ideal Bengal.
I'm surprised. Yeah,
no,
sure.
He wasn't.
No, he's the quintessential Bengal.
That's right. By the way, you guys know where the closest Bengals themed bar is
to here?
Yeah,
I don't know. Knowing this, a question like this, it's right around the corner.
Cincinnati. it's an old joke among Bengals fans.
Nice. That's great. A name I thought you guys would throw out, but didn't. I don't know what team he's really associated with, but is Aqib Talib.
By the way, watched my.
I saw him yesterday.
Yeah, full. Wait, you saw the human Aqib Talib, or you
maybe
watched
2 days
him on
ago?
A broadcast?
I guess I watched him on a broadcast.
Yeah, same.
Briefly,
I actually enjoyed it.
I remember telling you guys since last year.
Yeah.
With Gus Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Gus Johnson makes anybody look good, frankly. Yeah.
But Aqib has a special charisma about him that only a player can have.
It's true.
Did you see that some of the highlights though from the Manning?
Tony Romo has no charisma. He's right all the time, but he has no charisma.
But he gets paid a whole lot.
Yeah.
So speaking of Tony Romo, the Manning brothers, you know, they do that little tandem cast of the Monday Night.
I actually haven't watched it yet.
Okay, so last night they're lining up. I think it's the Lions, their first red zone opportunity, and Peyton's like, I like a little play action pass right here. And they hike it and they run the ball. And Eli's like, great call, Romo.
Nice.
It's good.
That was really great. Good. It was great.
Yeah,
I like the way the audio looked on that one, by the way.
The Manning Bros do a pretty good job, but they, I don't know why they're not in this, they're not in studio. They're just like over.
But I just
mom and pop Wi-Fi.
How long this can last? Like, it's like one of those like gimmicks that's like, it's going to get old after a while.
No, if they were in studio and they prepared...
They should pay each of those guys $10 million to be in studio and put on...
A real show.
A brotherly show.
Yeah. It would be...
I do like them with like their special guests that they have.
It's much better...
Charles Barkley on there was pretty funny.
I haven't seen any of it
yet. It's much better than Steve Levy and Friends on the actual broadcast.
I'll give you that.
Wait. Steve Levy is a hockey guy.
Isn't Hello Friends Jim Nance's thing?
Yeah. I just said and friends.
Friends is Jim Nance's word.
Sorry. Steve Levy and acquaintances on...
Booger. But he's not doing it anymore, but I just... That name. Booger. Yeah.
After Mike Tirico left, Monday Night Football fell apart.
Do you guys remember the one season when Tony Kornheiser did Monday Night Football?
No.
Oh, he did?
When was that?
That's awesome.
And he would drive to the games.
Oh, I knew Madden
because
he's
deathly afraid of flying.
So John Madden was that way. That's why he had the bus, because he wouldn't fly anywhere. He was deathly afraid of flying. So they had the bus.
Although he wouldn't fit in a seat.
Well, that's true, too.
True.
Yeah, they had the bus that drove around to the Monday Night Football games.
Man,
yeah.
Tony Kornheiser would have been awesome on broadcast.
I love Tony Kornheiser.
Is he your favorite pundit? Pundit?
Yes, of all time.
He got removed then pretty quick, though, then.
I think
he did it for like 1 year.
Probably because he didn't want to drive to games in Seattle.
No.
But also... He appears to rub a lot of people the wrong way, and people just don't enjoy listening to him, apparently, or something. I don't know.
That makes no sense.
I've always liked him.
He's a great radio presence. And Will Bond are awesome.
They make each other better. And that show got popular kind of right before I went to college, and all through college, and ever since that is the show of my adulthood so far, and I'm sure that it's going to come to an end soon, which is going to be terrible. But major props to.
Do you think they should cancel it or keep it going with other people, like the people Pardon the Interruption? Or sorry, from what's the show that comes on next?
Around the Horn?
Yeah,
no way. There's very few people that
have been writing about sports for 35 years and can make a good radio show.
Yeah, like even like the, I don't know if they still do, but they used to bring Frank Isola on a lot to be like the fill-in guy.
Yeah.
And Frank's not bad, but Frank's not great.
Yeah.
And frankly, he's better.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, nice.
Frankly, he's better than like almost all of the other fill-in people that they've ever had.
Do you like Bomani Jones?
I like listening to him, but I don't think he would be good on a PTI type show.
Uh-huh. Like you kind of need somebody who's like 53 and been in their local market for forever.
Yeah, but not like a Bill Plaschke or anybody like that.
Oh yeah,
Bill Plaschke annoys me so much.
Who's the guy from
Woody Page?
Woody Page.
He annoys me too.
Yeah.
All the old guys. He has Jackie McMullen. She's annoying.
She just retired, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, she did.
Good.
I do like Woody Page's quips on his little chocolate.
Oh yeah, that is. I hope he comes up with them.
No, I'm sure he has an assistant that gets on Google and is like, "What am I going to write on here today?"
No, but it's like three times a show. Every time they break, they come back and
okay. What three things am I going to write on here today?
All right. Well, thank you, Andy. Thank you, KD, as Andy's partner. That was a fun and quick one. I do wonder. How long would Tom Brady have to play for them to induct him in the Hall of Fame as a current player?
They won't.
No.
I mean, there has to be a number of years.
No.
If he's playing at 65.
No.
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 They'll induct him.
No.
No. No. I don't know. Again, I don't know what the rule is, but there's a rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 years after retirement.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was fun. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been The Guest Room, and as always, farewell.